It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's time for Beer 30. We've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You can check out their podcast. It's called Sports Meets Beer. And it's on iTunes and Google Play. And they're on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. Welcome back into the studio with a delicious beer, maybe. We haven't tried it yet.
Go ahead. We would never take sips of this beer.
Not early.
Before we review it.
No.
Right.
This is where we try beer and see what we think about it and what do we got here today.
We've got Alpine Beer. Alpine Beer is a Southern California kind of phenom. It was very unknown for a long time, but they put out great beer. Very high in demand, and then they were purchased by or merged with Green Flash, which is another big San Diego brewery. Yeah, they own them now, so they have a little bit better distribution network, so you see it more in the stores regularly. But like Brad and I were just talking before we clicked on air, and we just talked that really nothing that they make is bad. Everything they make is awesome, and this is no exception. So we're drinking this is the Duet, which is their single IPA, 7%. It's a pretty straightforward West Coast style IPA, so you're gonna have real hop forwardness.
So the name Duet comes from the Simcoe and Amarillo hops that they're using. So there's a good amount of citrus in this. I get a lot of pine in the nose. As we look at sort of the color of this thing, what do we think? It's like a straw yellow almost, right?
Right.
Good head retention. I like the nose on this a lot. The bottle says that there's, the notes on the bottle say that there's like notes of cedar in this, which I don't really get. I think what that actually parlays its way into is a little bit of like a drying note in the finish of this.
I can totally get that now. And when you think, like cedar wood chips, no. But if you really like went up to like a cedar plank in a hardware store and get a little bit of a smell of it, I totally can see that.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is just imagining you going to like Home Depot and smelling wood now.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Here comes the wood sniffer.
Yeah, here he is again.
Every Saturday, planting his face in a plank of wood.
This guy.
Danny, what say you, sir?
When you said pine, that hit me harder than the cedar. I definitely smell pine for sure, which is interesting.
Well, it's really hoppy, but it's not over the top, right? So we usually, especially with that Simcoe hop, it's really, really, really easy. It's not, like a lot of times it's Citra hop. Is so overused and it's really, really potent. And you are getting a hop. It feels like you're getting a hop cone shoved up your nose. In this case, it's super, like it's hoppy, but it's not too hoppy. You still can smell some of the malts, the sweet malt character behind it. And you would taste it. It's the exact same. You take a sip of this and you do get that hop, the hop character, but it follows up and dances with the malt really well. It's super balanced in that essence. So you can really, really get, you can define the hops, but you can also really clearly tell the malt is in this. And it's just got a good, clean finish. Really light and very, just a little bit bitter. But it absolutely just sits on your palate and rests very gently. And it's just a really, really good balanced beer.
I think that's the key for me also is the balance here. I think from the nose to the finish, there's a lot of nuance in it. It's not really sticky. It doesn't punch you in the face or shove anything up your nose. To use Ben's analogy. but yeah, I think the finish for me is the best part because it really does make me want to go in for another sip. And so often with IPAs, they're either, they're really dry or they're like almost too rich or, so much of what we see now. But this, in my opinion, from beginning to end, just is balanced all the way through.
Yeah. As we've done these for the last, couple months, I've softened my take on kind of the IPA and the hops and all that. And the first sip of this I thought was really sharp and bitter. And I was like, oh, okay. But then, as you guys are explaining, it's very well explained, it sort of softens out. It doesn't linger, which is good. It doesn't taste bitter after you're done drinking it.
Yeah, this is especially for, the people who are, just don't want the bitter beer. They're afraid of the hoppy beers. They hear IPA and they turn the other way.
Right.
I mean, this is a great starter IPA, almost like a session.
There you go.
But at the same time, this is a full strength 7% beer. But it delivers on all points of what a good balanced beer would be.
Thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Would it be hilarious if you were like, nope.
Yeah.
I decided after all
hated
that,
it.
Alpine Beer Duet. You can catch the review for this and others online at 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30 and their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer. And that's on Google Play and iTunes. And they're on Facebook and Twitter, all that fun stuff. Guys, Brad and Ben, Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Cheers.
Thank you.